HaKadosh Baruch and the Jewish people as a wife. Why are we doing this? Because we're actually trying to find out who we are, remember? Let's not lose track, let's not lose sight of why we're even learning the Sefer. We're trying to discover who we really are, according to Hashkafas HaTorah, not according to what your third grade English teacher taught you. Really, who are you? Who we are. So we've said that we're the son of HaKadosh Baruch with all the ramifications. We're now focusing on the relationship where we are actually Hashem's wife. Okay? So we said that, just to remind ourselves, that the first 2,000 years of Torah, 2,000 years of darkness, there were 2,000 years of Torah. Those 2,000 years of Torah is where the Chosen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, showed his total dedication to this marriage and revealed himself in all his glory. The problem with that is it was hard for the Kalah to make a free will decision to be the Kalah, because she was just overwhelmed by the grandeur and the greatness of the Chosen. Then you have 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach, where we have a matzav called Hestapon, and Hashem hides himself. And there, the Kalah gets to show her dedication to the Chosen, even though the Chosen's not exactly razzle-dazzling anymore. The Kitzah, that's what we said, right?
Yep.
Okay, each one of those little pieces I said is a chapter, but that's what we're holding now. So we're on Ein Heil,
yes.
Ishtu Kegufer. What did we get to the bottom of the page?
Yeah, we got to the bottom of Ein Dalet, yeah.
We got to the bottom of Ein Dalet. No, we didn't, because we didn't do the Egel Azav yet. We've got to get to the Egel Azav. I'm going to start from Ishtu Kegufer, Bechile Chofshi.
Yeah, we got to the bottom of Ein Dalet.
That's where we got to. Top of Ein Heil, okay. Kein Maim mit Noisef lo Isak Kesha Ava. There's another aspect to this, another platform, another level of this bond of love that exists between us and Hashem. Umeduba be Maim mit Omuk Veniska. We're talking about a very, very deep and exalted concept. Hakesha ben Shnei Bnei Azug Nikra b'fi Chazal Ishtoy Kegufa. The relationship that exists between a husband and a wife in Chazal is described as Ishtoy Kegufa. Your wife's like you. Aishas Chava Kechava, wife of a Talmud Chochem, walks into the room, you stand up. Why? Because she is like a Talmud Chochem. She's the wife of a Talmud Chochem. She could know nothing, doesn't matter. Ishtoi Kegufa, your wife is you. Literally, Kegufa, whatever that means. Nishalas Hashayla. Kaysat Meichel Akesha es Habitu, Ishtoi Kegufa, and Sim Shakosh Bochem, Amar Yisrael. How do you transplant this concept of Ishtoi Kegufa into the marriage relationship with the Kosh Bochem, Amar Yisrael? This expression doesn't have any what's the word, landing place. It doesn't have any expression, doesn't have any
doesn't
no relevance. It doesn't fit at all into the relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ishtoi Kegufa, what does it mean? The answer to this is the ability that we have, a thing called Bechira Chofshis. Now, I know that out there, Bechira Chofshis is a very lightly taken concept. Yeah, Bechira. This is the deepest sugya you can get into, and it's the most important. Because all we are, Rabbi Yisai, is Bechira. You want to define yourself as a human being. A human being is something that is Bechira. That's the
like
when you take an angel and you join him up with an animal, with a piece of steak, you get a thing called a human being. That's what we are, right? In the Shama, in the Guf. Who are you, Bechira? You have the ability to make Bechira choices. You're not your body and you're not your Neshama. You. Who are you really? When you get to Olam Haba, what are they going to give you? What are you going to live with forever? The Bechira decisions you made. You had a good memory. You're not going to get paid for that. Hashem gave you a good memory. You had a bad memory. You're not going to get punished for that. Hashem gave you a bad memory. You were tall, you were thin, you were fat, you were ugly, you were rich, you were poor. Irrelevant. You're not going to pay for any of that. You're the brightest guy in the class, so you always understood the Gemara. You're not getting any reward for that. You're going to get reward for the Bechir decisions you made. And act that, obviously, the mitzvahs you did as Bechir. Once again, there's grey areas and there's different factors. It's a multiply complicated Cheshbon. It's not very simple. So the Sugya of Bechir is very important. We see that it goes right to the core of our relationship with Hashem. Let's see how this works. The system of the relationship that exists between a husband and a wife, it's a relationship that's based on shava b'shava, equal. A man is not able to
command.
And to force her to do things that she doesn't want to do. Hem chaim yachid chaim mushatofim. They live a partnership life. Not that the definition of marriage is a partnership, but it expresses itself in the workings of a partnership. Lo hu gadol mimena v'lo hi gadoli mimena. She's not bigger than him, he's not bigger than her. The Moshe assumes of Knesset Israel in Makadosh Baruch Hu kaimus oisim areches yachasim k'v'yachol b'chira chofshes. In the marshal of the Nesuin of Klal Yisrael to Kodesh Baruch Hu, this mareches of relationship exists in Bechir Chofshis. What does this mean? Lo hu gadol mimena velo hi gadol mimena. She's not bigger than him and he's not bigger than her. Ishto kegufei, mamash. I see yecheles bechira gadol in his gavra, she'askanu bo b'tchiles dvarov. He hamafateach lekesh hanesuin. He hamafateach lekesh hanesuin. This concept of Bechira, the ability of Bechira, which is so great and exalted, that we dealt with right at the beginning of the Sugya, is the key to understand the relationship of Nisuin. Zuy Chodes HaBechira, Shebo Hishtamesh Adam HaRishon L'Rav HaRas HaZaylam. It's that same Bechira that Adam HaRishon used to destroy the world. The Ramot Shalai, Kol HaSibot Shebo Elam Lola, so he's came, even though he had every reason not to. If you would have sat down and worked out Adam Rishon's cheshbonos, he had every reason not to do what he did. And yet he did what he did. You know why? You know how he did that? He had a thing called Bechira. Why did all his cheshbonos we're not going into now? But we know that the tool that allowed him to do that was Bechira. A malach couldn't have done what Adam Rishon did. He had a Bechira. Adam Rishon had Bechira standing face to face with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, understanding the whole workings of the universe in the face of all that. He could go against the Rosh Hashem. That's Bechir. That's an impossibility. You have to understand. Bechir is so impossible to understand that the Goyim deny that he even had it because they can't understand it. Yeah. Yiddishkeit stands and falls on Bechir. If you don't believe Bechir, then the whole of Yiddishkeit falls apart. Isn't it? Because then you just lose Chavah Enish out of the world. You just, the whole reason to come into this world doesn't start. The only reason we yeah is to use our Bechir. If you don't have Bechir, then you're wasting your time yet. The Shammah's right. Better that the world wasn't created. Huh? There's nothing to do yet. You're a cow and you're going to be a cow. You're a cockroach and you're going to die a cockroach. It's only something that has Bechira that can come into the world as a little blobbly baby and can heave you as a saint. That means Bechira. Zu oisi yechenes Bechira shebo yishtamesh Amram Avinu kedai livnot mechadish hazaylam. The same Bechira that Amram Avinu used to rebuild the world again after Adam Rishon destroyed it. Despite the fact that, on the contrary, Avraham Avinu had almost no reason to do it. In order to do it, he went against the whole world. He risked everything. Adam HaRishon, in order to do the Ratzon Hashem, to use Bechira to do the Ratzon Hashem, was easy. To go against the Ratzon Hashem was kimat impossible. And yet you see, he uses Bechira to do it. Avraham Avinu, the opposite. To do the Ratzon Hashem and rebuild what Adam destroyed is kimat impossible. So how did he do it? Bechira. Bechira is not based on how the odds are stacked up against you. Bechira is Bechira. Why did Hashem give us? Zu yecholes haBechira shebo yishtamesh Am Yisrael la'acha mayim ad haSinai. It's the same Bechira that Klal Yisrael used after haSinai. Rashi says Egel HaZahav. They used Bechira after they got the Torah. They saw Hashem, they got the Torah. This is what took me out of Mitzrayim. I didn't understand that. Anam ein lanu shemet hasogam ayasham beemet. We can't understand. We don't have a shmek of a speck of understanding what took place at the Chet HaEgel. Hadvarim nisgavim meitanu. They're way beyond our understanding. Achalenu lilmoid mehem es maya shiyachayim anu lilmoid. But we still have an obligation to learn what we can learn from them. The soul quivers, is confused. How? After the high worlds and the low worlds all got joined up, and we saw Hashem and realized that He's one. After Hashem is called Hashem Midvarim on Ponim, but Ponim Mitoch Ha'esh. Hashem spoke to Kadosh on Ponim, on Ponim Mitoch Ha'esh. Can you try and imagine for yourself? Spend 10 minutes. Imagine what Hasina looked like. The mountains actually danced. You know that? Rock to Kailiv. The mountains actually danced. Can you imagine the event? The infinite. Bringing itself into a finite matzav, and we saw it happening. Can't imagine what a node that was. How did they get from up there, from the Ma'amar HaSinai, to dancing on a little piece of gold, saying, "Are you my God?" עד שמושה רבנו נאלץ לשבוע את הלוחס, מושה רבנו ממש דסטרוי את הלוחס. He lost the Luchos Rishon, because what's going on here? What we do know is that there was an act of Bechira taking place here. Okay? Bechira. There was Bechira.
No, I
say
that's for sure.
Oh, that's for sure. Yep, it's Bechira. That's the koich of Bechira. Not really understand how you got the Bechira wrong. We don't understand how you got the Bechira right. Well, we understand that there was Bechira taking place here. And we see the enormity of what Bechira is. So sometimes when you see the evil in the world getting so strong with it, you sometimes can you demise, you can lose hope. I don't know, it's a chizuk, because if the evil can achieve so much, look what we could do with the Bechira Teif. Shach said, 6 million people, if one man can destroy 6 million Jews, then one man can bring 6 million Jews back to Torah. Kol Shukai. The Midrash Teif is much stronger than the Midrash Ra. So sometimes I don't know, let's use it proper. Gavra Yadav Shel Moshe. This is a Moedika Sugya. The one of the most fascinating Sugyas in Shas. Ah! It's for a Chitya.
Gavra?
Gavra Yadav Shel Moshe. The arms of Moshe strengthened. We'll see what this means. Zon Shesh. Mipshoyne Shel Oilam. Gilu Lani Chazal. Behakesh Lo Iserega. From the depths of the world, Chazal revealed to us what was going on at that moment. Oides Shvirus Haluchos. Mavuim Dvorv Shel HaKosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, and I took the Luchos in and he broke them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Yofa Asita Sheshivata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, well done that you broke the Luchos. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, B'Shem Rav Yonason, HaLuchos, explain the following. The Midrash says like this. HaLuchos Hayu Oichen Shisha Tvachim V'Reichman Shloisha. The Luchos were 6 Tvachim high and 3 Tvachim wide. They weren't that big, huh? About like this. To do many sefer Torah, yeah. Moshe Rabbeinu held on to the bottom two tefachim, Hashem the top two tefachim, and there was two tefachim in the middle that no one was holding on to. Kivan sha'asa Yisrael oisa meisa, since Kadosh Baruch Hu did that meisa as the eagle, bikesh Kadosh Baruch Hu l'chaitfa miyad shel Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take the Luchos away from Moshe. Imagine, can you try and picture this Kaviyochel? I mean, it's awesome to think about this, but Chazal tell you, you have to think about it. Moshe Rabbeinu is holding up to the Luchos, and Hashem is holding up to the Luchos, and Hashem is trying to drag the Luchos away from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gavri Yada Shel Moshe, the Chatfa Mimenu. Moshe Rabbeinu's hands got strong, and he grabbed the Luchos away from Hashem. Right? He outfought Hashem. Husha Kosov Mishmochai Basod Vaimel Kola Yara Chazok Yeshlaima Yeshalma Al Yod the Gavra Alaya Minai. Sholim Yele Yad Shehi Gebrata Alai. The Yushalmi says, peace to that one whose hand outpowered me, outstrengthened me. That's Hashem talking, yeah? So, I don't need to say this, but Advorim Hololu Stumi Vachasumi. These words of this Chazal are completely closed and locked with understanding. We're going to ask five questions. Keitanei l'Moshe Rabbeinu ois litvakeachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, where did Moshe Rabbeinu get the chutzpah to argue with Hashem? If Hashem wants his luchos back, he wants luchos back. What are you arguing with him for? No, I want them. What's this, two kids fighting over a ball? What's going on here? That's number one. Number two, keitzad hu nitzach kiviyochol esabor yisborach. Second of all, how did he win? If Hashem wanted Moshe to have the luchos, give them to him. You don't want him to have them, to take them away from him. You fight for them and you lose. How does Hashem lose? Problem, yeah? Thirdly, Madu Moshe Rabbeinu rotzi lekachet el luchos miyad Hashem. Harei klal Yisrael shuv einem roim ulukavlam. Third of all, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want the luchos in the first place? If klal Yisrael are not roi for them, harei he's going to break them. So what does he want them for? Well, give them back to Hashem. What are you going to do with it? Souvenir? Show your grandchildren one day that you were there. What do you want them for? Fourthly, in Moshe kochofetz beluchis atchayim muchen laava kviyochel in boir oilam. Madu hu shoyvay samiyad lachamikay. You wanted them so badly, and then you break it. Your kids do that, right? They fight for something, and they get it. They're not interested anymore. Moshe Rabbeinu fights Hashem, wins, takes away the luchis, and then breaks them. And furthermore, the last question, Hashem says, well done that you broke them. You got the picture? Here's Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem fighting over the luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu at the chutzpah to say to Hashem, I want them, when Hashem saying, I want them. Moshe Rabbeinu beats Hashem, which we don't understand how he did that. Takes the luchos. Now he's got them. Well done. Then he breaks them. And Hashem says, well done. You got any clue of what's going on here?
Not a clue.
No,
I'm just saying, this is a very strange, strange piece of Chazal. You need to understand. Okay. Well, some just asked to be able to learn some piece of Chazal, a very fascinating part of our history. Let's try and understand this via a marshal. Once again, Shimon Ponim can tell you what you're going to say is not the only way to understand what happened here. But the few what we can try and extract from here based on the Mephoshim, we'll try and take out of here what we can. Moshul Ma'adavadayne, the Melech Shenosa Isha Pshutim. Talking about a Melech, king, who married a very simple girl. Who Yavtiachla, Lifnei Nesuim, Shevarega Shiyi Tinase Loi. He promises that before the marriage that from the minute they get married, Harehi Kamol Koldava. She will be like him in everything. Koichi Kakoichoi. He's took a gufa, right? She will now have the same power as the king. She can do whatever she wants. She's like the king in town now. She's mamish like the king. Yeah, you understand the picture here? You have the king, he's the mamish, the king of this country. He's about to marry a simple peasant girl, and he tells her, from the minute you get married, you love me? That's it. Ishtoik gufa. V'inei, b'yoysi nitzav al kaloysa, mitachas ha-chupa, hu moishit la es tabat ha-kedushin. Now he's standing under the chupa, and he gives her the ring, the kedushin. He moishit es ha-etzba de kalakabla, she sticks out a finger in order to get the ring. L'beta b'tekach, yori ketakale b'hinachosan. And while she's sticking out a finger to get the ring of kedushin, she spits it on the floor in front of the chosan, the melech. As a result of this terrible chutzpah brazenness or whatever, that breaks all destiny, that mamash breaks all the limits. Right, the chosin, the kachas, the tabat, the chazaru, the lachin, the kedushin. He's spitting. What are you talking about? He wants to ring back and he wants to mevatel the kedushin. Ulamakale mitametzes la ochis betabat. She's holding on to the ring and she won't give it back to him. Vayinu minichalo litolo isa memeno. The sofa shall dover, yada shall akala goveres. In the end, the kala mamash beats the king and she gets the ring. Vayinu medea lechosen. And she says to the chosen, hatabat beyodi, va'ani ro'escho, umiyad la'acha mikayin, himashlicha umenatzefes es hatabat. She says, you are my husband and I am your kala, and afterwards she takes the ring and she smashes it on the floor. This woman, what she did was based on a thought that she had right in the beginning. This wasn't chutzpah for the sake of chutzpah. She had a very clear goal of what she was doing here. Hamalka lasi nonyenet lifchoin at kama mitim haim divrei chasano shavtiach la shehi tiye kamoi lekoldova. She wants to know, before she gets into this marriage, am I really going to be like you? You promised me that when we get married, I'm really going to be like you. Is that true? I'm going to test it. I want to know, is that really true? Because if not, then I don't know what, but... Hima sefekes, ha'im be'emes oichalases kifirat soyne? Can I really do whatever I want? Ha'im tiyeli v'chiru chofshis b'yachas l'chol ma'isim? Do I really have v'chiru on all my ma'isim? Vas gemeles beliba achlot leises meise noas beyoser. The Europe if nei chasana. Then she comes up with this idea. She's going to do the worst thing you can do. She spits at the chosin. And then a meise zeh he took chalif choy beemes at kama he bailes bechir chofshis. Vayim avtachona yine amina. And therefore she has a way of testing. She'll see, do I really have bechir chofshis in relation to my husband? And if his promise is really true. Kedai lahazbir is divrei Talmud Rishonim that we brought above. Shuv leil nakdim hez ba'edus cheta ego. She kodem v'shvir saluches alid Moshe Rabbeinu. We have to go and understand the cheta ego that came before the shvir saluches that came after Ma'amid Hasinai. Let me just get to the top of the page. Okay. Kedai lahazbir is divrei Talmud Rishonim shuv leil nakdim hez ba'edus cheta ego. Please understand cheta ego that came before the shvir saluches. Dafka b'maimed ha-sinai, ha-mi klal Yisrael b'mifchan es gredul koiche shela b'chir chofshis. Dafka b'maimed ha-sinai, klal Yisrael stood with a test of how great the koyach of bechira was. Hem lo tzidim choyim yesh v'efshulusom liyishtachare legamre me'akodesh baruch hu. They wanted to know, can we free ourselves totally from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Means, if I bechira, give me the Torah, v'chayo enam not to besocheinu, when that's a merry HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ishtu kekufoy, that means I bechira chofshis, how far does this bechira go? Do I even have the bechira to break my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
I want to know,
do I really have bechira? Do I really have bechira? The king says to you, listen, when you marry me, you're like me in every aspect. I'm you in every aspect, and that means I'm like you in every aspect. The same as you have bechira, I have bechira. What do I really have bechira? What deep motivation is driving it? Ich weiß nicht. You're right. But Shula is a ken. No one says yes. Haim hayu musugoyim lysis egel azav. They could even use the bechira to the egel azav. Okay, we'll stop there. Because the next is top.
Am I even asleep?